We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of the Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Berei de Rav Dibi Bar Yosef. It's the end of the first wide line. We're continuing the discussion of the Machlokes of Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanon. If a baby is born, if until 30 days it's considered chai, or it's a suffolk nephil. According to Rabbanon, it's a cheskes chai. It's a live, unless you have a reisa, we assume it's a live baby. But according to Shimon ben Gamliel, it's a suffolk nephil until 30 days. Shimon ben Gamliel learns it out from Bechar. You see, you don't do Bechar until 30 days. That's a raya that it's a suffolk nephil. According to Rabbanon, it's exerts a cost of 30 days. It doesn't mean that's a suffolk nephil. So Gemara brings down a maisa. The mitzvah is like this. Bereid Rav Dimi by Yosef, at the end of the first wide line. Bereid Rav Dimi by Yosef is Siyal Dayahu Yenuka. The son of Rav Dimi by Yosef had a baby. Rav Dimi by Yosef had an inikul. Begoy Tlosim Yoimim Shachiv. And it died, Loyaleinu, within 30 days. Within 30 days of it was born. Yosef Komas Abba Loy. The father was sitting Shiva on it. He was very bit Avelis. Omalei Avua. So his father told him, why are you sitting Shiva? You want the food that the Avelim get? The Avelim get, you know, special meals. You know, what, you're looking for meals? Free meals? That's why you're sitting Shiva? I know that this child was a full-term baby, whoever we knew, maybe he was Meshamish for 9 months. He knew it was a full-term baby, and therefore, he knows B'chesed Chai, and that's why he's sitting Shiva. A similar story. Rav Ashi Ikliber Rav Kana, Isri Bey Mils B'Gur Tos Yomim. Rav Ashi went to Rav Kana. Rav Kana had his child die within 30 days of birth, of childbirth. Chad Yosef Kama Sabalei. He saw he was sitting Shiva on it. Amalele Sabalei Marla Hoda Amar Rav Yehuda Mashua Locher of Shimon Gamliel. You didn't know we passed of Shimon Gamliel that it's a Suffolk Nephil. So Haki is a Shiva on it. Amalei Kimli Rav Ashi Kol Echadoshav. I knew that it was a full term baby. And Be'etzem, The halacha is that, so the question is like this: we're saying the fear of Shimon Gamliel, unless you know Kol Chadash, so if you don't sit Shiva, are you going to ask me, even for Shimon Gamliel, it's only a Suffolk Nephil, it's not a Vaday Nephil, so why don't you sit Shiva? It's a Suffolk Nephil. So the Teretz is, Kemavuya in the Achroinim, that Avelis only the Rabbanon, and there's a Klal and Kol Hashas that Suffolk Avelis is the Kula. Suffolk the Rabbanon, it's called Suffolk the Rabbanon the Kula. And therefore, if you hold it with Shimon Gamliel, then it's a Suffolk Nephil. The halacha will be is that you don't sit Shiva fit because it's by a veil, it's a suffix, Rabban Lakula, and therefore you do not have to sit Shiva on such a case where it's a suffix nephil. And in the halacha you have to look into it. It could be, but ours is called Chadashav, could be we don't have his Metzias, you have to know, but I'm not getting into that right now. But Al Kaponim, the Gemara is saying over here that they were sitting Shiva because Kol Chadashav. Because they knew that it was a full term. But if it wouldn't be a full term, Itaka would not sit Shiva. Why? Because by a Suffolk Nephil, they would go Lakula by Avelis. So the Gemara Vaita. More halachas regarding the Suffolk Nephil. Itma, we learned. Meis B'Seich Shloshim, if the couple had only one child and it died within 30 days, and the mother went ahead, and then the father died. And the father died. So, the father died before even. The father died before the baby died. The father died and the baby died within 30 days. But Umda Vinaskacha, she went ahead and she was miskadish, she had a kedusha to someone else. Because she thought she wasn't Mechuyev and Yibim. Why not? Why is that Mechuyev and Yibim? Because she had a baby. So what was it? So it's Bashaila now. What should we do? Amra Avina Meshmei the Rava. Avina said Meshmei the Rava. It depends. Im Eshes Yisrael, he. If she's Eshes Yisrael, which means like this, that Allah is a Koyin is now allowed to marry a Chalutza. So if now she went ahead and went to marry a Yisrael, so no problem, let her do Chalitza. Let's do a Chalitza. Because the Maisa, what's the problem? If you're a Shimon Gamliel, it's just that baby's a Suffolk Nephil. So maybe she is Chayv Yibum, so you need Chalitza. It's a problem, you need Chalitza. So if you're a Yisrael, do Chalitza. This is what Ravina is saying over from Rava. V'im, Eishas Koyin, but if it's Eishas Koyin, where a Koyin is now allowed to really marry a Chalitza, so Einichlatz, don't do Chalitza. Why? We're soymich on the Shita of the Chachamim, who is really the Rabbim. We'll be soymich on the Chachamim over here in such a case where it's a Shaila of an Eishes Kohen. And won't do Chalitza, because the Maisa, Chacham hold that it's Becheskes Chai. It's Becheskes alive baby. Here we'll be soymich on Chachamim, not like Shimon Gamliel. Machamim or Shimon Gamliel, usually here, we don't want to do that. Rav Shavya Meshved the Rava Amar Achazu v'Achazu Chalitzas. He said Meshved the Rava, same Rava. He said Meshved the Rava. They both do Chalitza. Only Rav Yehuda Rav Shavya, but Urtam Rava Hachi. You're right. At night, Rava said like you, but let's Safre change his mind. Hodabei, and he said that you don't do Faishas Kohen. Amalei, you say Mechacham by a Kohen. He answered back to him. Shirusi Rava, he said. Rav Shavya said back to Ravina. Really, Shirusua? He was matter that Eishes Kohen with Achalitza. He Rava the sister Tarba. Maybe he should be matter to eat Chelav also. You know, basically saying that. Well, how are you doing such a thing? Lemaisa, we pass with Shimon Gamil. So that was Shaka Vatari. Lemaisa, Ravina says no. The Rava was Chayzin and holds you with Soymech on the Chachamim when it comes to Eishes Kohen. It's Grada Toisvis has a kasha. He says that the halacha is that even a kohen, that if it's a safik chalutza and once they're married, you wouldn't be moitzi from the kohen. So Toisvis asks, what was the problem? Just do chalitza, not be moitzi from the kohen anyway. So Toisvis says, because then it's moitzi laz, it doesn't look good. Yeah, really, kohen's not married a chalitza. Now, if you married a safik chalutza, they didn't want to do that. Like upon him, that because of that laz, Rava Maskana holds, the fear Rav Ravina Kaponim holds, that when it comes to a kohen, you can be soymich on the chachamim and assume that the baby is becheskes chai, and therefore, since the baby is becheskes chai, you don't need chalitza because she's not chai in yibum. Ad kan that sugya of 30 and 8 regarding shugamil and the rabbanim. And lemaisa lechum regarding shugamil, but meikah din is loch chachamim and. But b'gavah avelus, we still saw him from Shimon Gamil because we said that that's the kula. Therefore, by avelus, we for sure go like Shimon Gamil according to our Gemara upon him when it's a Suffolk Nephil. Now I'm going to go back to our Mishnah. Go back to a new Indian that we learned in our Mishnah. A shayla, if adroginus is a baby that's born with two simonim, simonim zachris and simonim nakvas. It looks like an akeva and a zacha. So it has an aver that you could do mila on it. So according to our Mishnah, it says, Tanakama says, a dragoness, you cannot do a milah on Shabbos. And fear of Yehuda says, yeah, you could do it on Shabbos. So it sounds like Yehuda is saying that it's a vadei zacha. Zacha Gemara, Amrav Shizbi, Amrav Chista, loy lechol Amrav Yehuda, a dragoness, zacha hu. He didn't say for everything that a dragoness is a zacha. It's not pshat Rav Yehuda knew, we know it's a suffix of a dragoness is a zacha, or in a keva, or it's a barrier for Yatzmai. It wasn't pshat that Rav Yehuda knows that a dragoness is a zacha. We'll see in a second that he had Xeris Akosov to tell us that Mila, his Xeris Akosov, that Mila, that there's Mila by a dragon's chayiv and Mila. We'll see in a second. But Ram Shizbim Chisel, loy lechol Amar Avuda dragon's zachu, shemata oimikin, if that was true, that he was a zacha, but Erechin Yarech, you should make by Erechin also, it should have a din Erechin. We know Erechin, ladies, men, all have a din Erechin. There's different amounts from Ben Chodesh till 5 years old. From 5 to 20, from 20 to 60, and 60 and up, there's different shiurim for erichin. What's the halacha by adroginus? By adroginus, you don't have to give any erichin. How do we know that? Had no fear of Yehuda, by adroginus, no erichin. It says in the pasuk by erichin, it says, V'hoya erichacha ha-zacha ben etzim shana v'aben shishim shana, ha-zacha extra hay teach us, v'loy tumtum adroginus. A tumtum adroginus does not have a din of erichin. Maybe, okay, it's not an ish, but it's a suffix isha, so maybe it should have an erech of isha. Tamalema hazacha v'imne keva. V'imne keva also is extra words. V'imne keva, like Rashi says, v'imne zisera teaches us not, you need a zacha vade, and a keva dois loitumta v'adroginus. So that's the braisa. V'stam safra of Yehuda, and stam braisa is Rav Yehuda. Stam safra is Rav Yehuda, on top of kuflam zayim and aleph. Stam safra is Rav Yehuda. If stam safra is Rav Yehuda, you see Rav Yehuda holds that a dragon is not a zachar. So that our Mishnah says, that Rav Yehuda says, you're allowed to make a mila on a dragon on Shabbos, not because he holds a zachar, v'chol atar kula. Because you see it clearly by Erechin, it's not a zachar. And another raya, on Rachba Yitzchak, afananai mitanino, kol ksherim lekadish. Everyone is mutter to make the paras chatos, the ifer ha-para, the para aduma, to make the water for the para aduma, everyone's allowed to do this. Chutz mecheri shayt v'katan. Besides mecheri shayt v'katan. Rav Yehuda holds also Isha's part, can't do it either. He's darshan's in the Mar Yuma, darshan's from Sukkim. Rav Yehuda machshe v'katan, a poysel of Isha v'adroginus. He holds that Isha v'adroginus cannot do it. And he puts adroginus together with Isha. So you see, he holds that adroginus is like, this is like an Isha. Shema Aminos, you see, it's not like Zachar called Tarkula. First of all, we see by Erechin it's not called Zachar, and Gabi Paradum was not called Zachar. So Maishna Mila, so why is Lael do Mila on Shabbos? It means he holds Chayv and Mila. Mar Ansev and Yosef, Himalachem Kol Zachar, and the Kol Zachar is Marbe even Adragonist, that even Adragonist has a Chi of Mila, and therefore Lael do it on Shabbos. So it comes up, Shan Rav Yehuda is not that he holds every Adragonist as Zachar. It's a special Xerius Akashov that says that Himalachem called Zachar, the rabbi is even an Adragonist, that Legabe Mila has a din of a Zachar.